The Ramban I'd like to share with you tonight addresses a very fundamental issue of anthropomorphisms in the Torah, the idea that we find human-like qualities given to God throughout the Torah. Now, this is a very difficult concept, one of the fundamental tenets of our belief, as the Rambam codifies in his 13 principles of faith, that the Hashem is the Eino Guf, he does not have a body. Well, Yisigeu Masigei Haguf, there's no concept of any bodily function involved with Hashem. Ve'eino Shum Dimyon Klal, there's absolutely no comparison of anything physical, anything corporal at all with Hashem. Yet we find throughout the Torah the concept of Hashem seeing, having a strong hand, listening, all sorts of different ideas, and the Ramban addresses this issue at length. This is the longest piece, I believe, in the Ramban that we've seen so far, in terms of the amount of time he spends on it. But the springboard for his discussion is the Nevuah, the prophecy that we started discussing last night. As Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim, after finally hearing that his son Yosef is still alive, and he goes to see him, he stops in Be'er Sheva, and he has a dream there that night. And Hashem appears to him in the dream and says, Yaakov, do not be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim. Anochi ered imcha. I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. Va'anochi a'alcha gamalo. And I will come up with you from Mitzrayim. I will go down with you and I will come back with you. And this is the springboard for the discussion. What do you mean Hashem is going down to Mitzrayim and coming back to Mitzrayim? How do we understand that? So the Ramban discusses the Rambam's approach, Maimonides' approach to this. Maimonides, who I mentioned a moment ago in the 13 principles of faith, champions the idea that it is absolutely impossible to have any aspect of anything physical in any way. So the Rambam says, not only do I believe that, says the Rambam, but the Targum Unculus, when he writes his translation into Aramaic, is also very sensitive to this. And every time, says the Rambam, that you have some type of reference where it seems as if Hashem has a human quality to him, the Targum always translates that in a way that it doesn't give that impression. So the Rambam says, so for example, when it says that Hashem went down to Sodom by Yered to see what it was, he translates not as that he went down, but that he revealed himself. And wherever the Torah says that Hashem heard the cries of someone, he translates it, says the Rambam, not that he heard, but that he accepted the prayers or the tefillahs. So that whenever the Targum comes across a word which would seem to give God a human-like quality, the Rambam says you'll notice that the Targum always translates that in a way to veer yourself away from that it shouldn't seem that way, but translates it differently. The Ramban takes great issue with this, and he says, I agree with the concept that God doesn't have any human qualities, but your understanding... Oh, I skipped a step, excuse me. The Rambam is bothered by this pasuk, because on this pasuk that it says that Hashem will go down to Mitzrayim and come back up, here the Targum translates it literally. So where the Rambam says, when you look throughout the Chumash, whenever it seems to have some type of anthropomorphic reference, it's translated non-literally. Here, in Hashem's going down and coming up from Mitzrayim, it is translated differently, literally. So the Rambam explains that and says, this is a dream. Whenever Hashem is appearing in a dream or in a vision, then it's okay for him to have human-like qualities. But when the Torah is describing something which actually happened, Hashem going down to Mitzrayim, or Hashem hearing the cries of someone else, there, says the Rambam, it's translated in a non-literal way, because it's literally happening. Only when it's being described in a dream, that's when we find it translated literally. That's the Rambam's approach. The Ramban on that takes great issue. And he goes through all the places in the Torah. If you ever want to have a quick reference point, where is Hashem described in some type of human characteristic? Look right here in the beginning of the 46th chapter of Bereishis, Perek Mem Vav. Ramban goes through every single one of them and shows that the Rambam's distinction of whether or not it's a dream or whether or not it's real life is not true. Sometimes it's translated by the Targum literally, as if Hashem has those qualities, and sometimes it's translated non-literally, that he'll simply appear or that he'll simply accept prayers. Says the Ramban, there's no rhyme or reason, or I shouldn't say it that way. He says, we don't understand the rhyme or reason why it's sometimes translated literally, sometimes it's not translated literally. He writes, to know why sometimes the words of the Torah are translated that way, he writes, Sodom yadua lemaskilim, those who know understand their secrets. Udvarim yaduim b'kabbalah. This is well known in the world of Kabbalah. So if you understand Kabbalah, you'll understand very well why sometimes, for example, says Ramban, every time Hashem speaks, that would seem to be a human quality. Yet, that's translated literally by the Targum. Every time Hashem, Vayavur al Panav, Yad HaGdelo, or Yad HaChazako, those times are translated, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Says Ramban, that's Kabbalistic in nature. If you want to know why it's sometimes translated literally, sometimes not, you have to be one of the Maskilim, of which I am not, I do not know. Says Ramban, it's not for us. Why then, says the Ramban, in this instance, does it say that Hashem will literally go down to Mitzrayim, that Hashem will come up to Mitzrayim? This, says the Ramban, is a fundamental concept that when it comes to Golus, when it comes to exile, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, goes with us. And the Torah is hinting at over here, when Yaakov has his dream on his way down to Mitzrayim, and he's afraid, what's going to be with me? What's going to be with my family? We're beginning this exile. Here Hashem appears to him and says, I'm going to be with you. I will literally be with you down there, and I'll be with you when we come back up. As the Medrash says, Golu v'Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people were exiled to Egypt, Shechina imahem, the Divine Presence was with them. And it quotes from Yirmiyahu HaNavi, when the Jewish people were exiled into Elam, the Shechina was with them as well. We mentioned this various times during Sukkot, when we do the Akafos, V'Hoseisi Eschem, Hashem says, I'll take you out. But the way that can be pronounced in the Torah, which doesn't have vowels, is V'Hoseisi Itchem, I will be taken out with you, because I am in the exile with you, says Hashem, in the Divine Presence. This is the Tisha B'Av idea that comes across every year when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Shechina was sent into exile, and with us in the exile, the Divine Presence rests with us, waiting and yearning to be brought back to Yerushalayim, brought back to Eretz Yisrael together with the Jewish people. That, says the Ramban, that's the reason why Hashem says to Yaakov, I will go down with you and I will come back with you. You should know wherever you go in exile, I will be with you. May we all be returned speedily back to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, b'mehera.